Watch, Israel targets Hezbollah bases in Lebanon after border skirmishes. By Paul Bois on October 15, 2023. Video circulating online appears to capture Israeli Air Force IAF targeting Hezbollah bases amid skirmishes on their northern border with Lebanon. Footage released by the IDF showing the destruction of multiple Hezbollah operations bases in southern Lebanon by the Israeli Air Force over the last 24 hours, announced Open Source Intelligence Monitor. One Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, soldier was reportedly killed overnight. As the AFP noted, the Israel-Hamas war has sparked widespread fear that it could lead to Hezbollah attacking Israel from the northern border of Lebanon, which could lead to a full-scale war involving multiple countries, including the United States. In a statement Sunday, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for a new attack in northern Israel, near the Haneda kibbutz, saying it had killed or wounded several soldiers and destroyed two tanks and another military vehicle. And the Palestinian Hamas, which has fighters in Lebanon, said it had fired several rockets into northern Israel. Israeli fighter jets have struck several Hezbollah positions in Lebanon, according to the Israeli army. Haika Wimmen, an analyst with the International Crisis Group, said the situation on the northern border has become extremely dangerous. There is a real risk of an escalation of this conflict, the opening of a second front in the north and, of course, of Iran's involvement, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CBS. We see a real risk of escalation on the northern border. And that is why President Biden has been so clear and so forceful in saying that no state and no group should seek to exploit the situation to their advantage or should escalate the conflict, Sullivan also told ABC. French President Emmanuel Macron has also warned Hezbollah to stay out of the fight. Hezbollah and Lebanon must exercise restraint to avoid opening a second front in the region, of which the first victim will be Lebanon, the French presidency said in a statement Saturday, Breitbart London reported. No pretext should be given for Lebanon to slide once again into war. It was insisted, especially since Lebanon is extremely weakened by the absence of functional authorities at its head for many months, it added. Israel launched a war against the terrorist organization Hamas in the Gaza Strip last week in response to it committing a brutal attack against Israeli civilians, killing over 1,400 people. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.